Today we have a very interesting passage from Matthew chapter 10. It's the Lord's instructions to his apostles when he was sending them out to proclaim the kingdom of God. So the Lord here is addressing his, this time, 12 apostles. And he says, when you travel, as you go out, make a proclamation. The kingdom of heaven is at hand. See, up to this point, the prophets had predicted that one day the Messiah would come, the kingdom of God would come. So all the Old Testament prophets said, one day the kingdom of God will be proclaimed. John the Baptist said, the kingdom of God is near. And now Jesus says, the kingdom of God is at hand. It is among you. So then the Lord tells them what to do. And that is to do the four things that he himself was doing with divine power and divine authority. Christ, being God, could cure the sick, raise the dead, cleanse the lepers, and drive out demons. These were divine powers that Jesus had because he is the Son of God. So we know that the Lord cured the sick. We have countless cases of that with the blind, the lame, the deaf, the crippled. He raised the dead, the daughter of Jairus, for example. He would raise Lazarus from the dead later on. He cleansed the lepers. This was one of the Lord's great messianic fulfillment of prophecies, that the lepers were cleansed from their all their illness and woundedness. And then he drove out demons. So he had power over the body to heal the body, and he has power over the soul to drive out demons and possessed people, to free possessed people of the diabolical possession. So he had power to drive out demons. So then the Lord gave the power for these four things to the apostles, and he would tell them to do these same things that he himself was doing. Then he gives them some more advice. Without cost you have received, without cost you are to give. So they received the good news of salvation freely. Jesus did not charge them anything for the good news of salvation, nor should they charge people for the good news of salvation. So they don't sell the gospel. The gospel is free. And it's proclaimed without cost. And so people don't have to buy their way to heaven. They can't buy their way to heaven. You pass on the teachings of Christ freely, Jesus says, without charge. Then it says, trust in God. Do not even take with you gold, silver, or copper in your belts. In those days, they would wear a belt that was sewn, and it was like folded up like this all the way around, and so they would place their money within their belt. And so this is how they would travel, with gold, silver, copper. Any wise traveler would always take money with them. Jesus said, no, don't worry about taking money. Trust in divine providence and be reliant upon the charity of others. He even says, don't even take a sack for the journey or a second tunic. Just have the one that you have on. Don't even take sandals or a walking stick. In other words, be very simple. Travel light. The message is imminent. It's so vital that don't get bogged down in material things, Jesus says. So be free to be able to move quickly and readily and speedily to these different towns and villages. He says then, the laborer deserves his keep. So when they would travel, they would be taken in by believing families, and their food and clothing would be provided them. And that's acceptable. The laborer deserves his keep. A certain amount of food, clothing, and shelter would be afforded them by charity. Whatever town or village you enter, look for a worthy person in it and stay there until you leave. So they would travel to a town. If they met a believer, they would go and stay at their home during that time that they were there. And then the Lord says, as you enter a house, wish it peace. In other words, the word in Hebrew is shalom in Aramaic. It means God's peace. And So this is one of the biblical places for the reason why we bless houses, right? You call the priest or the deacon to come and bless your house because you want God's peace to reign upon that house. So it's very biblical. It's right here. When you go to a house, he tells the apostles, pray that God's peace will come down upon it. It says, if the house is worthy, the peace will come down upon it. If the people are refusing to believe and they reject you, then that peace comes back to you. So the Lord is saying that not everyone is going to accept the gospel message, but our job is to transmit it. It's up to them to accept it or not. We merely do the blessings. You go to the house. You say, peace upon this house. You pray for the blessing of that house. If they have an open heart, then they'll receive it. If they reject it, then that peace comes back to you. Then the Lord concludes his advice to the apostles by saying, whoever will not receive you or listen to your words, go outside that house or town and shake the dust from your feet. That's quite a statement, isn't it? You take your sandals off and you knock the dust off the feet, off your sandals. So that's what sometimes the Jews would do if they went by a Samaritan town. When they left the town, they would shake the dust off their feet because they didn't want Gentile or Samaritan dust. The Lord is saying the same thing. Show the people that they had their chance. They had their opportunity for salvation. That was their opportunity. And that you presented the message faithfully. It's up to them whether to accept it or reject it. And if they reject it, then you give them a sign to let them know that you're not responsible anymore. You presented the faith to them. It's up to them to accept it or reject it. I say to you, it will be more tolerable for the land of Sodom and Gomorrah on that day of judgment than for that town. Why is that? Because the Old Testament, Sodom and Gomorrah, that was the old dispensation. Now we had the new dispensation, the gospel. So now Jesus is the Messiah offering them salvation that's far greater than any Old Testament prophet could give. They foreshadowed Christ and pointed to Christ, but now the Christ was offering them salvation. And that's why they would be held more accountable, to whom much has been given, much will be expected. So the Lord now was offering salvation to the people of his own day. And if they've rejected him, that's more serious than it would have been to reject even the Old Testament prophets, because they merely foreshadowed Christ who was to come.